So when you watch the Harlem Globetrotters, number 21 on the court will be Kevin Special K Daly. Special K, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
How did you get started with the Globetrotters?
Well, it started 7 years ago. I grew up in L.A. I'm originally from Panama City, Panama. But I went to UCLA and Azusa Pacific. I played there. And after I left school, I was playing professionally in different countries. But every summer, I would come back to L.A. and play in different NBA summer pro leagues and play alongside NBA players. And I knew that people were coming to see them. But in my mind, I was thinking before they leave here, they would know my name. So I played well in those leagues, and I had different opportunities in the Globe, so it was the perfect one for me, and I'm loving it ever since.
Now, you have a specialty, as all the Globetrotters do. What is yours?
I shoot a half-court hook shot. I do. But we all do different things. Some of us can do more than others. I like to think that I'm one of those that can do more than others, but I shoot the half-court hook shot. I'm also the voice that you hear throughout the entire game. I'm in charge of most of all the comedy that you will see and hear at the game.
Now, when you're shooting a half-court hook shot, this is something that you practice, I assume, once in a while. How long did it take you to nail it most of the time?
Well, definitely, I do practice it a lot. It was a struggle at first. But, you know, now since I practice it almost every day, it's a little bit easier. I don't make it 100% of the time, obviously, but I make it a lot. I make it a lot.
All right. Now, there is a four-point shot the Globetrotters is stuck in a game. Explain what that is.
I'm very excited about that. You know, throughout the history of basketball, the Globetrotters have added so much to the game of basketball. I don't know if you're aware of this, but we're responsible for the slam dunk, even the three-point line. And that was us that added that to the game of basketball. Well, this year we're doing it again. We have something called a four-point shot, which is 35 feet away from the basket. And just to give you an idea, it's 12 feet away from the NBA three-point line. So the way it works is at the last 3 minutes of each quarter, you will hear a sound that will basically tell you that from now on you can make the four-point shot. They're activated. And if any player makes a basket from one of those four circles that we will have on the court, it'll be worth 4 points. So we're very excited. People are loving it. It was a hit on ESPN, so now we're bringing it out here to San Diego.
I think that's a great idea. As a guy who played ball, not very well, I was inside. I could shoot inside. I was a tall guy, 6'3". For high school, that was pretty tall. But
you're a center.
Yeah, in those days. But the one thing that's happened as the game has gotten really aggressive is that some of these guys, you know, they can just take it to the hoop all day long inside. While the three-point shot's there for a little balance, a four-point shot would be a game changer.
I'll tell you, with a four-point shot, the game is never out of reach. And that is what keeps the Generals close to our scores nowadays, because, you know, they hit those four-point shots every now and then too. So even though you might think you have a comfortable lead, but now they can come down and hit 2 4-point shots and they're right back in the game. So it's fun. It's a nice element to the game of basketball.
All right, if you had a chance to play one-on-one with anybody, who would you want to play one-on-one against?
Well, I've done that already, which was with Michael Jordan. I was fortunate enough to film a commercial with him you probably saw it when he was playing against himself, which the commercial was called 23 against 39. It was the Chicago Bulls Jordan playing against the Washington Wizards Michael Jordan. And I played a part of the Chicago Bulls Jordan, and it took us 3 days to film. And I said about 80% of it was us really playing one-on-one basketball like two basketball players will do.
Did you ever play one for the money? Because Michael liked to gamble on himself.
Yeah, I've heard, but no, it was all for the sake of the commercial and a lot of fun.
Would you have been able to beat Michael at his later stage, or would you think you could have taken him?
No, I don't think anybody is able to do that, or would have been able to do to beat Michael Jordan in his prime. I could probably take him now, but back then I probably couldn't have. I don't think there's a player out there that could have.
Let me give you a theoretical here. You're in a lifeboat with, speaking of, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and Larry Bird, and you got to toss one of them because you're the captain and there's only room for three of you. Which one of those guys go over?
That is tough. I will have to say, And I love them. I love all three of them. But I would have to say Larry Bird. And the reason why is because Michael Jordan is my favorite player. And Magic was my second favorite player. And then Larry Bird was between third and fourth player. So I have to say sorry, Larry. But if I could jump for him, I would go for him and let all three of them survive. But you set the rules.
Well, I would have said you, Larry, because you're uglier than the other two. But that's just me.
I'll let you be the judge of that.
All right. So Special K, two nights, Valley View Casino Center. With the rest of the Globetrotters on the 25th and 27th, tickets available, HarlemGlobetrotters.com. Special K, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much, and maybe I'll be back on the show when I come back out here for the game.